Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 18 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I want to welcome, I have my trusted co-host, my wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
I also want to welcome, we have Tom Turbrock, our producer.
Woo-hoo. Good afternoon to you, too.
The infamous Tom Turbrock, 30-year radio man.
Doing?
Thanks for joining us. We're doing fantastic.
And how are the children?
The 8 kids are doing great. They're back to school. Everything's yeah. good. How about yep. you, Tammy? What do
yeah.
you think?
Yeah, everybody. It's our busy schedule now.
It is.
Grandchild good?
Grandbaby's great.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
You know what it's,
we're planning
beautiful.
A wedding and
8 kids, and that's beautiful.
One of the
you
kids are getting into a wedding. So
Doug and I did. I said, "Hey, is things slowing down? You know that they're at school." And then I go, 8 children.
Yeah,
kind of I don't think things
is
ever
that?
Really
yeah.
slowed. I mean, which train track? You know,
just mornings in our house, getting them all out the door.
You all are blessed, though, man.
Is a fun time, and then you know, soccer, scouts, gymnastics. You cheerleading, you know, everything going on at once.
Tell you what, though, you guys are always smiling. You're always up. That is a pat on your back, man.
Hey, appreciate that. Thank you, Tom.
It's true.
Well, hey, one thing I wanted to talk about was renters. You know,
oh, yeah.
One third of our population are renters. And, you know, it's interesting because when they did a survey of renters, especially of first-time renters, people that have never owned a home before, when they did a survey of those renters, I know somebody that actually did the survey. They interviewed 318 renters, and they asked them the question, will you always be a renter or do you plan on buying? Well, only one out of 318 said that they would be a lifetime renter. The other 317 said that they would end up buying a house. And so it's interesting. So the third of our population, many of them will buy a home. And you know, there are certain things that end up keeping them from being able to buy, and one of those items is their credit.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that rent doesn't report to credit in most cases is something that it really can hinder a lot of people because you know, at that point you may have a car loan, you may have some credit cards.
Sure.
There's some people that don't have any credit.
Shouldn't that help, though, if he's paying or she paying things each month on time? That still doesn't
okay, so here's,
help?
Here's the deal is when we look at qualifying somebody for a mortgage, we're going to look at their credit score, and if their credit score isn't high enough, they're not going to qualify no matter what's happened with their rent. Now, if the credit score is there, then we're also going to look at the rent and have to verify their rent history. And some people may live at home with mom and dad, and they're not going to be mm-hmm. They're not going to have a rent payment, but then the majority of people will. And we do have to verify that with the landlord, but it does not help the credit score.
That's too bad.
Okay. However, now that is actually changing. Okay, two of the credit bureaus, Experian and TransUnion, are now going to let landlords and renters start putting rent on credit reports. So that's a very, very big deal. I think that's something that for renters, it's a little known fact that this is even out there. And it's actually been out there for for a period of time that's mm-hmm. long enough that they can start to see some statistics around how this actually helps people. I mean, Tammy, you've had rental properties.
I have.
Would you, as a landlord for one, would you have liked to report to credit?
Oh my gosh! I was after researching some of this stuff. There's a couple companies. One's called ClearNow and RentTrack that I researched. And for a monthly fee, a landlord can actually get the service to where I can help the renter get back on track, report the credit on time payments, and it goes directly to my bank account. I don't have to run over there and get the check, hope it clears. I just know all of this is going to be taken care of. And I had a couple that rented for me, and he lost his job. He had medical problems and all that kind of stuff, and he wanted just to get back on track, and that was one of the situations. He was a good person, and he just fell on hard times, and this would have been a great program for him because it would have helped build his credit back faster, and then he could have went and bought a home.
Absolutely. I see this coming up. I see it coming up frequently. And when here's the statistics of when they researched this is the before adding any rental history, 11% of the sample group had no credit at all, okay, which makes it extremely hard to get a loan if you don't have any credit at all. Once the rental history was added in, 59% of that group had what they would call prime credit scores, which means they would probably qualify for, you know, a conventional loan or an FHA loan. Another 38% had non-prime scores, which, you know, and just 3% were considered subprime. Okay, subprime would be the really bad scores. Non-prime would be kind of in the middle, may not quite be ready to qualify yet, but they're probably pretty close. Okay, so for the rest of the sample, those who already had credit scores, which was about two-thirds of them, were considered subprime borrowers to start. Okay, the majority of renters would be subprime borrowers. Well, when taking rental history into account, 21% didn't see their score change, and 5% actually saw their score decrease because they probably weren't paying the rent on time. But the largest group of the people, about 74%, saw their scores increase by having the rental history report to credit.
Beautiful.
That's a pretty big stat. You know, if you get 74% of people will see their score increase, and whenever the overall scores that went up an average of 29 points.
That's huge.
That's big.
Sure. Yeah,
that's very big.
Doug, now, is this also good for the people, like, say, you or Tammy said they owned property rental? Is that good because the people now will try harder, mm-hmm. knowing that it is going to be on a
credit
report?
Bureau. Yeah, absolutely. I think when they know that it's going to be reporting to credit,
they're going to try a little harder.
Right. You're going to definitely see them try harder, and they're going to do their best to make those payments at that point.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, and there's a benefit to this too, because these services that will report it to credit, they'll also collect the payments for you. So, like, they're anywhere from $10 to $15 a month, and you could actually add this to their rent and just mm-hmm. tell them, listen, if you want to help, if you rent from me, it's going to help you build your credit. So for all the landlords out there, this is a great deal for them.
Sure.
Raise the rent by $10 to $15 a month, make the tenant pay for it because they have a benefit, and then it's going to help build their credit. But also, they're going to be collecting the payments. They'll auto-debit it from the tenant's account for you.
Right.
That's a big deal. Like, that's very nice, because you think about as a landlord chasing down the check every month.
Oh, my goodness.
Hoping that you can get it to the bank fast enough where it actually clears their bank account before they write other checks out on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Tom, for you, you had said that you had rented for a while, and you made your payments on time, but that never showed up on your credit. So now, doesn't that sound better to do something like this?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
When you spend a lot of, you own a home now, but you rented for a lot of your life, right?
Long time, yes.
Right. I've rented before. Tammy's rented before. We've all had to rent before. And I see this effect in two types of renters. First, you have the type of renter that doesn't have any credit, and they really need to establish some good trade lines, and this could be a great, great way to do it. The other place I see this being really good is for somebody who's had damaged credit because of some life event that's happened to them. They've gone through a divorce like what happened to me. Mm-hmm. They've had a short sale. They've had a foreclosure. And to be able to have this report to the credit bureaus so that now you can actually start to build positive credit. Because one of the things they'll look at the percentage of your accounts that are derogatory. So if you've had problems in the past, you need to establish multiple new good trade lines because you want to get that percentage of derogatory accounts minimized. You want to start getting it down less and less, because it's going to be 7 years before some of the derogatory stuff drops off your credit completely. So you better have multiple good lines of credit. And if anybody would like to see some details on this, if you visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeman.com, and look for Good Renters Deserve Better Credit Scores. Look for that blog post. And we're going to put the links in there for ClearNow and RentTrack. And there's another company called William Paid. We'll put links in there for all of them where you guys can go research to see if that would be a good situation for you. If you're a renter, I would encourage you to get your landlord to sign up for the service.
Yeah.
And absolutely. If you're trying to get your landlord to sign up for it, you may have to increase your rent by the $10 to $15 extra dollars. to be able to help pay for it.
But,
hey. But same way you pay for a credit monitoring service or other things to monitor your credit, this is money very, very well spent. So visit DougHaldeman.com and get the details on that and make sure you can start getting your rent reported, your credit today. So I'll ask you the question that, are you ready to buy right now? Okay, it's a question for a lot of those renters, but it's a question for you. Is, are you ready to buy, or do you have a kid that's ready to buy? When we return, we're going to be going through all the questions in a survey of, you know, the top 10 questions you need to know that will really let you know whether you're ready to buy. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.